You are listening to Mark Hatmaker Rough and Tumble Raconteur. This is a grab bag of old school Western martial arts, resurrected indigenous ways and empirical musings tinged with a heavy dose of respect, admiration, let's call it hero worship, for these hosses of yore. Hey crew, this is Mark Hatmaker coming to you from the Comancheria. Today, the provocative title is Borrow a Corpse to Bring Back a Spirit. We offered a print version of this over there in our blog at Indigenous Ability. But that's, of course, with the podcast, you tell me we do these. The material is not an exact one-to-one match. We do some expansions on it. And again, as far as that title goes, to repeat, Borrow a Corpse to Bring Back a Spirit, most of you martial scholars out there will recognize that title. It's a quote from the ancient Chinese essay called The 36 Strategies. This is tenet number 14. And just for information, I use the masterful translation by Thomas Cleary. It was just stalwart, wonderful work. Now, the tenet is vaguely cryptic, but only a smidge. Now, those steeped in the poetic metaphor of the Chinese teachings will immediately divine the advice, but let us dig into Borrow a Corpse to Bring Back a Spirit. Now, the advice is an urging to resurrect tactics and strategies that have fallen by the way, to burrow into what may have been unjustly forgotten. Now, let us allow our translator, Mr. Cleary himself, to still the waters even a bit more to get down to the essence of it. So he says, quote, "Don't use what everyone else is using, but use what others aren't using. This can mean reviving something that has dropped out of use through neglect or finding uses for things that have hitherto been ignored or considered useless," unquote. Now, this advice is to resurrect the useful, not to reanimate the deservedly dead. So just because it's old doesn't mean we necessarily have to have it. I'd say all of us, I love good horseback riding and love it to no end, but I also recommend I see my Ford F-150 is mighty, mighty damn useful. So we want to have recognized where there's a strict utility, what's going on here. Now, this is a directive, and we're using our combat archaeology to become like martial arts Burks and Hares in the graveyard of tactics and strategies of the past and revive what still has utility. And we should leave interred what has succumbed to rot or should remain at eternal rest as its time of service has indeed passed. All right, now, Borrow a Corpse to Bring Back a Spirit is the basis behind what we do here with the Black Box Project, the Rough and Tumble Black Box Project. Now, via martial archaeology, we grid by grid, using small brushes to unearth artifacts of the frontiers of the past. We reassemble them from their, at times, distant spread from one another, find disparate elements. Sometimes you're going to find a tomahawk hint at something over here in this journal, over here in the Eastern Woodland. Then you're also going to find something over here way over at a trapper's journal that winds up on the other side of Taos, New Mexico, and see what the connections possibly is. And then after that, we start reconstructing these little scattered shards of information like Apache pottery and carefully reassemble them and test them to see if they still hold water. And that's the key. You really do have to, on the martial archaeology, the spread's going to be wide. This rarely are there extant complete systems in place. We don't have that luxury as we can see in some other arts where they seem to come to us part and parcel as a piece of whole cloth. In some cases, I'm a little suspicious of that, but in frontier combat and rough and tumble, it really holds true. You rarely find anything that's just like, yep, here you go. Here's your master key. Here's your text. This is it. Point to me. These five books become the canon of the material. Just not the case. Now, once we run the test, we do this, then we make sure we try to find out what can be used immediately, and anything that does not pass the test, well, these can be respectfully reinterred. The wisdom of Borrow a Corpse to Bring Back a Spirit, this is the wisdom of it is, at least for me, it provides a visceral connection with the past, that one can enjoy the beauty of walking in steps that were trod by our ancestors, walking ways that once were and can be again if one puts the time into the archaeological process. I mean, it's the same sort of deep in the bones feel whenever you get out there in a big backwoods camping expedition away from everything. I'm not talking car camping. I'm not talking on a site. It's you out there alone under the stars in the midst of the forest, that feel that you got out there. It's just absolutely wonderful. You feel like there's a connection. And there is, of course, as Mr. Cleary states, don't use what everyone else is using, but use what others aren't using. Now, that's important because we've got to shift from the standard of to what is non-standard because that provides us with a tactical element of surprise. This is needed to more immediately grasp victory, where the level playing field of standardized modern tactics is so well known. And keep in mind, everyone pretty much has access to the same sort of information whenever it comes to Muay Thai or Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, almost really a standard boxing vocabulary. We can take it down to arts, Ishinru, and Taekwondo, Filipino martial arts. We know what we're looking at. The playing field is levelized in that sense. We can have access to that information. And so, in a sense, you can kind of know what to expect. And as it's so saturated in this cognitive sphere, the only surprise can be coming from the athletic attributes of the opponent you're facing. Someone who's faster, bigger, stronger, meaner, and better. It's not necessarily going to be, here's a Thai kick I've never seen before in my entire life, whereas something like Frontier Rough and Tumble, yeah, you can resurrect a corpse that is just completely gobsmackingly, astonishingly different. Whereas, again, these arsenals, tactics, weaponry, strategies from the past that have dropped from living memory, these can turn ties by dint of the very essence of surprise. By pure force of a brutal vocabulary that does not suffer from the civilizing forces of rule sets that turn much of what we do into a sport, and then to make it serviceable again must be unsported. By that I mean, you know, boxing, you know, bare knuckle and early time with all of his neck punching and ancillaries, it kept getting cleaned up to make it more palatable to folks. And then we still have a hellacious sport with boxing, a standard boxing vocabulary. It can stand you in great stead. And if we want to make it a bit more street ready, we strip off some of those sport rules to get it back to us. So basically, you got rough and tumble that never suffered from having to become civilized. You don't have to rough it up to make it rough. It already is hellacious. I mean, the wisdom of borrow a corpse to bring back a spirit allows us to take a step backwards in time to grab what was designed to be brutal from the get-go, then take two steps forward into the present via practice and drill, and then three steps towards a winning edge with true surprise and candid brutal utility in the scuffle itself. I mean, one can practically grab any of the black box volumes over at our website, extremeselfprotection.com, and feel the And you can feel that old school revival, be it in the conditioning is with their unleaded material, which is nothing based on nothing but old school material. And of course, in their vast library of the tactics material. Case in point is our most recent volume. That was the October special, that Down and Dirty, a Rough and Tumble Arsenal of Dirty Tricks. That's an hour and 20 minutes of just crazy, mean stuff from vertical and horizontal. Or the upcoming for the November release is going to be the Lumberjack Axe and Haft Kicks. This is low line mayhem from A to Z. I mean, if you like combining hands with low-line kicks. And again, and the Lumberjacks were fearsome kickers. Matter of fact, there was an ailment called Lumberjack Smallpox, which is basically where you had all these scars in your face from being taken a good stomping from the corks, C-A-L-U-K is pronounced cork, though, that were worn on the bottom of the boots. And that's where you're getting stomping these things. So many weird kicks in this vocabulary. We're going to take two of them and run them through tons of paces and how you can make them. They just combine so well with the hands is absolutely astonishing. Well, anyway, now you know what this to borrow a corpse to bring back a spirit. What is known now? Well, we got to face it. It's known now. All right, that is that level playing field we're talking about. What was known then in the past, this is now uncommon. So that's the wisdom of borrow a corpse to bring back a spirit. And again, for info on the Black Box Project and all of our sundry products and training programs, well, again, head over to extremeselfprotection.com. I'll provide you with the link. Or you take a look at our blog, The Indigenous Ability, where we got, oh my God, thousands of pages, historical work, scientific work, what have you. Of course, you can like, subscribe, share the podcast, this sort of thing that floats your boat. I understand if you rate and review this, the algorithm gods do kind things for me. What those are, I am not wise enough to know. Take care of yourself, crew. Well, if you dig what we just discussed today, I'd like to invite you to like and subscribe to the podcast. Hell, support it if you want. I'm not your dad. Do what you want. And if you're a glutton for punishment, just visit our website, extremeselfprotection.com. You'll find links to the blog, all of our products, and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of more pages of like musings.